Okay, if you were here Wednesday night, you know we started off our mission conference, had a great service Wednesday night. Then Thursday night, we had another service, which was emphasis on our home missions, and it was a good night also. And a lot of you did show up for that and kind of find out what's going on in our, more in a local area. But in fact, Thursday night, we had a little short video by Brother John Sawyer, who's retired now and moved into our village here with us on his long ministry. And it went right along with what we've been doing with HELPS ministry so long, and that is we believe that the national men, the men that live in their area, can reach their people better than anybody else. That does not mean the American missionary is unnecessary. He's necessary to start the ball rolling, to go over and reach the souls and get the pastors in the area trained. And it's been something. There's been no telling. Only God knows how many souls have been reaped over this plan. Brother Tom Knickerbocker is no stranger to our church. He works with HELPS Ministries, pastored here in Arcadia area, and then went full times with a mission effort, and he's been special to us. I'm going to ask him to come and introduce the missionaries this morning, and Brother Tom, give it back to him at 10 till so they won't fire me, okay?
Amen. Well, thank you, Dr. Carter. It's always a pleasure to be here. It's almost like coming home, you know? People are so friendly, and so many years we've been associated here. And we thank God for what he's doing. And I'll tell you, that was a tremendous song by Brother Nixon, wasn't it? So Send I You. You hear the words? Unloved, unsought, unknown. Wow. We like to be known by everybody, don't we? And but if you're going to serve God, you got to serve him for him, not us. Amen? And that's what it's all about. We have two fellows here today, two pastors with us. And they're going to come right now, and I'll just introduce them, and then they're going to sing in Swahili and Tagalog. Swahili is, of course, from Africa, and Tagalog is the Philippines. And Brother Choi is from the Philippines, pastors there, and started, I believe, about 15 churches there through his church, doing a great work for God. And then our brother Charles from over in Kenya, Africa. His church has started 38 churches out of their church and works with, I'll let him tell you who he works with, some very interesting people there in the country of Kenya. But we just had a great time. We've been doing this now. This is the end of the line. And we always have landmark last. We save the best for last. What can we say, right? And but we've been doing this for 2.5 months now, since the middle of September. These guys have been on the road. I've been with them, and we've been crisscrossing the state of Florida, all the way from Miami to Jacksonville to Fort Pierce to Tampa, all the way across the whole area, and then about 53 churches. Over 150 services, and you know, the Lord's really been blessing in a lot of ways, and people's hearts are stirred for missions like I've never seen, and that's been a blessing. And I hope that that if you're not involved in the missions program of this church, that you will just start. You got to have a starting point. This might as well be now, amen? And just say, God, what do you want to do through me, through this church? And let God do the work in your life. Come ahead, brothers, and sing for us Amazing Grace, and then Brother Choi is going to start. You're starting us off. Yes. You're starting us off with his testimony, and then Choi will come right up after that.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves. Kai inam na pa antas niya. Dating bulag ngayoy nakakita na.
Choi here, he likes languages, I guess, and he's heard him sing this so much that he started learning so he can do it in Swahili as well now. And then he said, let's see if I can do it in Spanish. So he's been working on the Spanish as well. So he gets home, he's going to brag to his people and say, hey, you want to hear some Swahili? You know, and they'll just really impress everybody at home. Amen? But we appreciate him. Just a great blessing. Brother.
Good morning. My name is Charles Vichey from Kenya, Africa. I got saved when I was 14 years old through a missionary, came to this country. This name was Tommy Moore. He came to Kenya to start churches. He visited our home and he shared to us about Jesus Christ, how Jesus Christ came to this world and he died for our sins. Amen. And that day is the day I realized that I am a sinner and I need to repent my sin. So I repent my sin and ask Jesus to come to my life. Amen. And from that day up to now, my life has been changing day by day. Amen. And I joined the church. He started and he's the one who baptized me because he was the missionary there. And he's the one who baptized me, 1976. And when I grew up, I married, and I decided to come to capital city, Nairobi, to look for the job. And I thank God because God gave me a job. I was working, and I was married. And then I joined one of the Baptist Fundamental in Nairobi. I went to youth rally. It was on Saturday. And that day, after youth play outside, we came to the church. I sit backside, and then a missionary come from this country. He preached, his name was Rando Smith. He preached how to serve the Lord. And when he was preaching, the Lord spoke to my heart. And when he asked who is ready to serve the Lord, I found myself in front, kneel down, and he prayed to me with the others, and I went home. And after a few days, Lord spoke to my heart about to serve him. But I say, I'm not ready to serve the Lord. And then, another day, then the Lord spoke to my heart again. I say, before I say yes, let me ask my wife. Because if I enter to the ministry and things come opposite, I don't want she to blame me. So I asked him, and he said, if the Lord spoke to your heart to serve him, let us serve him. And then when Lord spoke to my heart, I said, yes, Lord, I'm ready to serve for you. And I continued to go to the church, and I was coming from the church, going home. I met our one pastor, which I used to know. And then he said that Vichey have been looking for you. I want to talk to you. I say, okay, you want to talk to me? Okay. We went and sit down. We ask a cup of tea. In Kenya we eat, we drink tea, hot tea with the milk. And then he said, Vichey, I have been thinking about you and I want to work together. Are you ready to serve the Lord? When he was talking to me, I say, the real God wanted me to serve him. I say, yes, I'm ready to serve. And he say, if you are ready, we can go and talk to our missionary, and then we can start serving him. And that Sunday evening, we went to the missionary. We talked how we'll start the work. And then I went home. And then after that, I started to witness, to speak to the people, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. People are getting saved. And I started Bible study. That was 1989. And 1990, the missionary asked me, because he was seeing how I'm going, because I invited him, he saw the groups which I was teaching them. He said that, Viche, can you come to the Bible school so that you can learn more the word of God so that you can teach these people? I say, you know, I am working, and if I left my job and go to Bible school, I'm going to lose my job. How am I going to feed my family? He said, I will help you. I said, I know that the Lord is opening way. So I left my job, I went to Bible school, and the missionary is the one who was starting, even was starting paying the rent, the house I living in, was giving the money for the school, for the food. And then he was there paying the transport for the school and coming back. In Kenya, when we went to Bible college, we take 1 week. The first week of the month, we went to the Bible college, and we end Monday, we come Friday, and then until next month. So 3 weeks, I am home studying, preaching to the people. So I joined Bible school 1990 January, and we start our first service on May. I work in the slums area where the poor people live. Lord, when Lord spoke to me, he called me to these people, and I am working with these people. These people, they are in Nairobi capital city, but they are like in slums. These people, they live in the house of 10 by 10 feet. When I'm talking feet, I'm not talking about meters. I'm talking about feet. And 10 by 10 feet, bedroom is there, sitting room is there, kitchen is there, even bathroom is there. You know the life of the slums. And in our country, you need to thank God, because here everything, like restroom, is free. In our country, you must pay restroom. If you go to restroom, you must pay. If you go to the maybe hotel, if you sit down, order the food, and if you want to go to the restroom, they will allow you. But if you go directly to the restroom, they will not allow you because they close. So in that slums area, sometimes we don't have toilets. Right? If they have, we call it in the country toilet, I'm a restroom. If you have there, you must pay. And some people, they found that they don't have money to pay the toilet. So what they are going to do now, they are going to use what we're calling flying toilet. Flying toilet, you take when you go to the supermarket, there is the paper, you put something inside, they took that pipe, the paper, they close the door, they do the business, they register, and then they throw. They don't know where they're going to. That's the life of that people. But these people, it doesn't matter how life they live, but they need Jesus Christ as a personal Amen. Savior. Amen. I have been ministering for these people for 26 years, because I started a church in 1990. Up to now, I'm still pastoring that church up to now. And people have got saved, even many of them, when they came to slums, they got saved, and God gave them good jobs. They went out, they live in out, but they were coming to our church to hear the word of God. And God have been blessed them. Amen. Even they have blessed me. Amen? Amen. I remember one Saturday, a member called me, and when I went, he gave me the key of the vehicle. He said, Pastor, this is your key. So I said, the Lord is working. So, and when we started as a church, there were children coming to school, to the Sunday school, Sunday. And Monday, nowhere to go, because the government will not build school in slums. Because the slums people are conjecturing, there are many people there. There's no place where the government can build a school. So we decided a school In Kenya, we call it primary school. Here we call elementary school. And from that day we started up to now, we have 280 kids coming to school. And we are feeding them because they are coming from poor family, single parents, and total orphan. So we feed them so they can come to school. And through these children, we visit these children, and when we visit these children, we reach to their parents and we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to these parents, and they get saved and they start to come to our church. And these children who they can be able to pay, we ask them to pay $2 a month. When I say $2, in Kenya, $2 is 200 shillings. So that we can pay our teacher $50 a month. And when we are continuing that, when we find that there are some children which are totally orphans and the life they live, it is very difficult. So we decided, I and my wife, to take 10 of them to live with them in our house. So we decided to take girls. There are 10, we leave them in the house, and then we're feeding them food and everything. And I want to thank Help Ministry, because he has been faithful to us. They give us $100 so that we can feed these 10 children. And the budget of these 10 children are $150. So I add $50 to the life to continue. And then when we and that slums, we decided we can't stay away in somewhere. We need to start churches. I and another missionary, we come together, and then we start Bible school. And this Bible school, we are training men and sending them out to start churches. And through this ministry of Bible school, we have started 38 churches. I was here 2005. Even I came in this church, but that day was Bible conference. I gave my testimony here. So when I came here and I come back to Kenya, I share my testimony to the churches. Some churches decided to supporting me. So through the support, they are supporting me, and through the support, they support another missionary. That's why we bring these people together, we train them, and we send them out to start the churches. When we send them outside to start the churches, the pastor who went out to start churches, we give them $25 to $30 every month so that they can continue. And we have extended our ministry to the bush people, Turukana. These people, they live the hard life. But we thank God, because these people, they need Jesus Christ as a personal savior. Amen. When I came to US 2000, this year, September, and I started sharing about these bush people because they needed a church. We started six churches in the bush, but we built only one church in that bush. But when I started to share this testimony to churches, thank God, because the church decided to build that five churches. Praise the Lord. Amen. So when I'm going home, I'm going to build five churches to that bush. And in Bible College, we have 9 students are going to graduate next year. After they graduate, they need to start another churches. So thank you for listening to me. Pray for me. When I reach here, I found that I forget my prayer card. And this is our last Sunday, because Monday, tomorrow we are going to rest. Tuesday, I'm going to fly to Africa, Kenya. So my name is Charles Vichai Kemboi. You can write down. And then pray for us. Pray for me when I am down there, so that God can work his ministry through us. God bless you. Amen.
Good morning to each and everyone. I'm Brother Bonyog. I came from country that has about 700 islands. They said it depends if it's low tide or high tide. Well, I'm 53 years old. I will be about 54 because it will be my birthday on this January 6th. And I'm married for 29 years. And the Lord blessed us three children, two girls and one boy, ages 26, 24, and 22. I came to know the Lord Jesus as my Lord and Savior when I was 15 in the year 1978 and get baptized in the same year. Although I was a Catholic and even serving in the church as a sinful nature, having a sinful nature, I learned in my early age doing these things like smoking, like drinking liquor. And I come to a point that because of the hardship of life selling marijuana, I still remember that the Gideon giving us the Bible is in our school. You know, it's a crime if they will caught you having a rolling paper in your pocket. So in order not to be caught and not to be imprisoned, I'm using the Gideon Bible, the pocket Bible, as my rolling paper. Without realizing that it is this book that will change my life. And the Lord saved me, not only from the penalty of sin, the Lord saved me from the power of sin. I do not consider that is a miracle, because anyone can change their lives in that way. But I believe that the greatest miracles that God wrote in my life is that I learned how to forgive and I learned how to love. You know, being raised in a broken family, my mom left us and ran with another man. And in fact, we have six siblings. And there is always a question within us, is this really my brother or my sister? You know, because our mom loved to be with other men. And for that reason, he left us. I was then six. My younger sister is just three. And imagine a home without a mother. That caused my dad to be more discouraged, and that caused him his early death. So he died when I was nine. We are left, six siblings. You know, life is so hard. And imagine a home without a parents. And nobody will guide them. And life is so hard that you have to knock on somebody's door to ask food or exchange for a work, chopping wood and pitching water. And you have to walk 3 miles just to go to school, most of the time barefooted and no food, no empty stomach. And it became worse when I became in high school, because that's the time that I learned so much about these things that is not right. And you know, life has become bitter on me that I come to a point of look for my mom and I'll take her life. You know, not knowing that even my two brothers, older brothers, is having that plan also, that they have to look for our mom and we will kill her for what she had done. But God is so good, because before that thing happened, the Lord saved us. And that's the very reason I say that the greatest miracle that the Lord did in my life, that instead of looking for my mom to take her life, I have to pray that I will find my mom so that I can share also the word of God to her. Amen. And as a result, six, including the three siblings from other parents or from other father, all of us came to know the Lord as our Savior. Amen. And three became a full-time pastor. And one became a pastor's wife. And three of my brother's children became a pastor too. And my second daughter will be marrying this coming February 14 for a future pastor too. Amen. Although he is now a U.S. merchant marine stationed in Japan, my daughter said, if you're not going to be pastor like my dad, I will not marry you, because it's my dream to be married to a pastor. And they made an agreement that she will quit the U.S. Marine, and he will pursue his study, because he studied already in the Bible school while he is in the Philippines. Now, the Lord is so good. I surrender my life to the Lord in the full-time ministry in the year 1983. Graduated from the Bible College in the year 1987 and got my Bachelor of Theology in 1990. Got ordained in 1988. Since 1986, I'm pastoring the same church that I'm pastoring today for 30 years.
Amen.
And I used to teach in the city of Manila, and I have to travel every week 100 miles for 4 hours because of the traffic. And then after I teach, I'll go back again to our province and do the work until such time that we prayed for a Bible school of our own. And 3 years ago, we started our own Bible school. And we have at present 13 students, 8 boys and 5 girls. And just this year, we sent out another 2 missionaries, January and April. The one that we have sent last April is 62 years old. But he is more than willing. He is a third-year student in our Bible school, and he is about to be graduating this coming March. And since April up to present, they are reporting through this internet. Now they are averaging 30. You know, the Lord has been so good, and you know, that's my dream, because that's the desire of my pastor when I was then in Olongapo City, which is the Subic, former Subic Bay naval base of the United States. I always used to hear him, "Give me Zambales before I die," and he died and never conquered the Zambales by the gospel of God. So when I came to this province, to this county, my prayers, "Lord, give me the Pangasinan and don't let me die." And since 1988, when we started having mission revival, we already started 15 daughter churches, which most of them I pioneered. And we are still praying that God will use us in sending missionaries. And every time I come here, because I have also brothers in California who joined the U.S. military, 3 of them, and one of my sister married the black American. You know, actually, I'm not the original representative of the help. This is my first time to join the help. Brother Edwin Tan called me, "Joy, the 2 delegates was being denied. So would you please go as our representative?" So we are pastors doing an indigenous work. And every time I come, because this is my 7th time, I always say, if I have the opportunity, to the American churches, thank you, Americans, that you send your American soldiers during the Second World War. And because of that, we have now an independent country. So salute to the veterans. Thank you. But foremost, we would like to express our thanks for sending your missionaries on the 50s, 60s, and we are now the result.
Amen.
Every time we travel, one time, Brother Knickerbocker asked me, "Choi, where would you be if you don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ?" I said to him, "I might be in prison today killing my own mom. Or I might be in a rehabilitation center, because I used then to be a drug user. And maybe I'm already in hell, because most of my batchmates are already dead. But praise the Lord, He saved me, He changed my life, and He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." So I always say, thank you, Americans. We are now standing before you, flesh and bones, giving you the testimony that through your prayers and through your faith promise, we become the result.
Amen.
And if you want to partner with us, we would like to appreciate that. Your prayer is very important. Every time that we have missionaries coming to our church, they said, "Your prayer is good, but we need cash." But you know, to hasten the gospel, because the mandate is go into all the world. We are already there. We know the language. We have already proven ourselves. We have just only limited time. The laborers is so great. Let's pray one with another. And thank you, church. Thank you, pastor. It's really a dream. Before, we used to see him in the sword of the Lord. Now I can shake his hand, and I have the opportunity one time, Wednesday I preach here. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing us to be here and to be a part of your mission revival. God bless America. God bless us all. Amen. Good morning.
Amen. Isn't that a blessing? Wow. That's what your missions money is going toward right there. Amen. Not just to the missionary, but to the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. And only heaven reveals what the results are. Amen? Amen. So we give by faith in a good way, because we don't know what's going to happen, but it's always going to be good. Praise God. Pat, thank you, Pastor.
Well, that was tremendous. Amen. Amen. You think about the people and the conditions Brother Charles is talking about in Kenya. Think about the background of growing up, not even sure if your brothers and sisters are really there, and hating your mother for leaving to the point of wanting to kill her. There's a world full of that. And while we may think we have it a little tough sometime on something, no comparison. Just no comparison whatsoever. And as Brother Tom just said, that's what our investment is. That's what Faith Missions is about. Think about how many churches you heard them talking about being started. And that's really missions at work. And I've said it, and you've heard me say it so many times, I really believe God's blessings on America, in spite of all our faults and sins, have to do with the fact we keep sending the gospel around the world to reach the need, as you've heard about it this morning. These men are pastors. They have already done the job and are doing the job presently. We're not saying, God bless you, go do the job. We're really saying thank you for doing the job. Amen. Already. And yet they're not through, and they're continuing to try to reach others, areas that God has put them in. And my, don't you see how wonderful it is that God's never missing a thing? Amen. We try to see the big picture, but he sees the real big picture. Amen. He knows the whole story. And I appreciate these men coming by and giving us the time this morning. We'll hear from tonight. I believe we got another brother that's over at the Spanish department right now speaking, and he'll be back in tonight. And as Brother Tom said, Landmark's kind of the end of the line. I don't know all that means, except from here they're going home, and they really want to go home after being taken away from family and wives and so forth all this period of time. So it's not only do we not only thank them, we thank their families, and we thank their churches for letting them come over. Amen. And they can come in here and speak to a good number of us, and we would never be able to go over and see, maybe some of us have a little bit, but to see what God has really done. Brother Tom, we appreciate it very much. We look forward to it tonight. Folks, I want you to take those cards and pray about them. Don't put your name on them, just write the amount. Here's what I'm saying, Lord, if you'll give this much through me each week, extra and above, I'm going to write it down right here. And we're going to try to get a guesstimate tonight. I may say this in the sermon this morning, I don't know, but all you leave behind is not going to get you much reward in heaven. What you send on ahead, that's what's going to count. Amen. All right, we'll have about an 8 or 10 minute break right here. Brother Herman's got my Sunday school count, and we'll have the choir coming out to start the service. If you're visiting with us, stay with us for the 11 o'clock service. Sunday school was 862. We praise the Lord for even for that, and for you that are here.